Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
Santa, you gotta stop smoking.
It's all that chimney dust.
Oh, that too.
It's all that chimney dust. So anyways, it's 2 weeks till Christmas.
I can't believe it. Oh my gosh. And I am not at all prepared for any of the gift giving.
It's the Brunch Time Podcast. It's all brought to you by the Whitcomb Senior Living Community. Live without limits at the Whitcomb. So yeah, Santa is going to be coming to town here in the next couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess on Christmas Eve, because if he got here on Christmas Day, then he'd be late and then he'd have all those late fees. You don't want that. But with Santa coming to town, and Santa coming to your house, when you were a kid, did you ever leave, anything out for Santa, like milk and cookies or something like that?
Yeah, milk and cookies were definitely a big one.
Okay.
You know, I hear he
likes
that.
What kind of cookies?
My mom used to, she still does, but not as many as she used to, but she, let me count here. She used to have at least 7 to 8 containers full of Christmas cookies, because what she's done is, obviously, like, we all love her cookies. She does all different kind of varieties, but she also would gift them to neighbors and and family members. So it'd usually just be something from the bins of cookies, and you know, we pick two of them and give it to him.
So did she put them in Tupperware or a baggie for him? Because I feel like since he's so on the go and fast, it's like if you put a glass and a plate there, it's just gonna go wasted. He might get like a bite of a cookie and then like one sip of milk.
Yeah.
But if you give him like a to-go cup.
Yeah.
Or a sippy cup or a sports bottle's worth of milk.
Yeah.
And then like to-go cookies
in
a bag or something.
Yeah. So would he mail that back so you have it for next year or something?
The Tupperware?
Yeah.
I mean,
because otherwise he's
going
to have
back
so much of it.
I mean, you'll have to probably put a note that says like, hey, please bring this back and make sure you wash it, because old milk is hard to get out of the
bottle. It's
nasty.
Also, I don't know how Santa doesn't have diabetes at this point with all the cookies that he eats.
It's kind of like the way I do. if you eat a lot of sugar, it blocks you from a lot of those diseases and things. So
is that how it works?
Yeah.
See, I would also write him a letter every now and then. And sometimes that would be even, you know, before Christmas.
So obviously, you would write him a letter.
But on Christmas Eve, you know, whatever.
Would
he
write back?
No, not that one. And that one was okay. I used to be like, you know, like, what up, Santa? How's it going?
You really said what up, Santa?
Christmas is going great. No, I mean, I was a kid at the time, so I was probably like, hi, Santa.
What up? How Mrs. Claus doing? What up with them elves?
What up in the North Pole? Just write him a nice note just to make sure he was doing well, that his night was going okay, that he was getting his deliveries out in time. And, you know, I'd probably like write this super lengthy letter.
What would your letter to Santa be now? Like, what would you leave out for Santa now as an adult?
What would I leave now? Let me see. Hold on, give me a moment to think about that. What about you?
Me? You know, at first, like I said, the first thought I would do is give him like probably a baggie for cookies, or I'd wrap them in Saran wrap or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then give him a to-go container, twist off, like a small twist off, like little milk chug of milk. But I'm one of those people that I don't drink regular milk. I drink like almond milk.
Same.
Or cashew milk. oat milk is also delicious.
It's so good.
So
really
I probably would give him something like that.
What about what about a nice steak?
A steak? You know, I saw something the other day and It was genius. Somebody was like, no, this is what Santa really wants.
Yeah.
And it was a beer flight and a small individual pizza.
Nice.
It was a great idea.
I mean, but he probably shouldn't slay and drink, you know?
I mean, yeah, but he's just hitting the slappy things.
Because, I guess the reindeer are really the ones guiding it along the way.
Yeah, he's just going.
But, you know, he's just got to be a good influence for all those reindeer. But I would probably write a letter too, just to let Santa know that the steak that I'm giving him is not reindeer meat, because you never know. He might have some concern and I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I don't think, no.
Give him like some chicken, because I feel like chicken, like this is a free range chicken.
Here's
organic.
Here's a plant-based.
Yeah. Here's a plant-based burger for you.
It's the Impossible?
The Impossible or the Beyond.
Yes. Santa's like, what is this?
It's much like the Santa Claus where he had soy milk.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, you're lactose intolerant.
But yeah, what would your, if you thought about it, what is your, what would your note, you didn't have to be a letter, but what would your note to Santa be? And what would you leave? Because I feel like now you wouldn't leave milk and cookies. Yeah. I feel like you'd leave something healthier.
Okay, so now I don't want to get in trouble like the Peloton guy from the commercial did, but I'd probably leave him something health related and a little bit of fitness, just because you know, after a night full of cookies, I just want to make sure he stays in good health for next year.
Right.
So maybe,
like a cleanse,
maybe a
21 day cleanse thing.
I mean, he can choose that if he wants to, but yeah, maybe I'll make him a smoothie instead.
Yeah, like give him one of those blender model things. Nice. That'd be nice.
That's a good gift.
Yeah, that'd be a great gift.
Maybe like a little gym membership or free training sessions from me. Why not?
There you go.
Santa, we can meet up. I can give you free training sessions before you go on your vacation, because I know
I would give him, I think I would give him like yoga poses, because honestly, if you think about it, the large bags that he has to carry.
Yeah.
The chimney, the positions he probably has to get into going down that chimney.
Yep.
Because he's not a small guy. And then, like some electrolytes probably.
Okay.
Like little, like to-go powdered Gatorade or something like that.
Because he's got a long night ahead of him.
He can put it in his shaker bottle.
That's true.
So.
Not a bad idea.
I think it was a great idea.
I think Santa needs to have a little bit more than just the milk and cookies every now and then. Because if he's eating that all night long, chances are he's probably going to get a little bit of like a sugar high and not feel so good. So you need to balance it out. That's why I suggested the steak or the smoothie or what you're saying, you know, just a little variety.
Or maybe some of those no-dos.
No-dos.
They're like the truckers, and my brother loves the, like the little caffeine pills.
Oh, I don't know how much, how
instead
I feel
of coffee,
about that.
That's what my brother does. He's like, no, man, I got the no-dos. And I'm like, all right.
Is that good for you?
I don't think so.
It's like the 5-hour
feel like it's
energy.
Like artificial sweeteners and stuff in there. And
have you ever
five-hour energy drink.
Have you tried that stuff before?
Yeah, I once did 5-hour energy drink and a Monster at the same time.
How are you still alive?
it was an experience, to say the least.
I thought it was. I had a 5-hour energy once, and I was already kind of in a rush to get somewhere because I had to catch a train. And so it just made me so anxious.
Oh yeah,
and I felt like I was freaking out. So never
I will
again.
Say with the combination of those two, because it was like I had the 5-hour energy drink, and then after like a half an hour or so, I had a Monster or a Red Bull or something like that. Needless to say, I feel like I could have gone around the world in one night. I was that jacked up, but also like it wasn't good.
Yeah, but that could help Santa.
Yeah,
he's got a lot of places to go to.
Yeah, a little 5-hour energy drink. Christmas flavored. Like I don't know why they don't make that. Like a cranberry something.
That or it could like taste like gin, because gin tastes like Christmas.
Yeah. Just give Santa a bottle of gin. That's what he really wants for Christmas.
He's like, oh.
You got me. My favorite. Well, that's a good way to end the Brunch Time podcast. Thank you. And give that some thought. We might do that as a topic as we get closer to Christmas, of what's your adult letter to Santa and what little things you would leave to him, leave for him as an adult.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a great day,
yes.
I guess. We'll be back probably later on this week with another Brunch Time podcast. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Whitcomb Senior Living Community. Live without limits at the Whitcomb.
See you later.